USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are being charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of his home turned up a lot of cash.
He discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is denying all the allegations. President Biden announced the creation of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention today, a first-of-its-kind initiative to address the issue.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message, the same message heard all over the country. I've been to every mass shooting. Do something. Please do something.
The office, which will be overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris, will centralize efforts to combat gun violence in the U.S., particularly affecting children and teens. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Biden leads former President Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. The survey shows that 52% of potential 2024 Granite State voters would support Biden in a rematch, while 40% would favor Trump. Only 8% expressed uncertainty or mentioned supporting another candidate. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson is changing his political affiliation from Democrat to Republican. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he cites a shift toward fiscal conservatism. The decision contrasts with what he sees as a poll-driven commitment among many Democrats, particularly in the allocation of tax dollars. And the global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing crowds worldwide. Long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Hey. Did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch,
one, two,
we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh,
latte for Mike.
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
United Auto Workers have initiated strikes spanning from California to Pennsylvania. UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as the company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. A serviceman is missing, and the main building there was damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified the individual was missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. Hope you don't mind commercials too much.
Amazon's Prime Video will begin showing ads now during the shows and movies that you love to watch starting next year, joining other streaming services that have added different tiers of subscriptions. Members of Amazon Prime can pay $2.99 a month in the U.S. to keep their service ad-free. Amazon said it's not making changes to the price of Prime membership next year, though, if that makes you feel any better. I'm Corey Myers.
A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. It's not known why, but it's speculated it was for Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie. Senator Dick Durbin says the Senate must take action and overturn that decision. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.